Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast teaching lesson. This one, I want you to buckle up. I want you to follow along with me because I handle the marketing in my company, and I'm passionate about it. I own a digital marketing company, but in my home remodeling company, it's got 8 divisions. It's a multi-million dollar company. It's an 8-figure valuation. It's an amazing company. And it hit me about a week ago because I still do selling for a very, finite group of our customer base. And I talked about that, how, 15 years ago, I did a $2,000 sale. 15 years later, it was a $200,000 sale. Now it's over $300,000. And we could do bigger sales, but we don't want to fight over the crazy 20% of the clientele. So we want the easy 80%. So we've defined our market as, what are the projects that we can do really well, get in, get out, make a ton of money, and then the 20% let our competition fight over. So we don't even fight over the crazy jobs. So we'll take that. There's a dollar figure that we like. We like to be in and out of a project in less than 90 days. So in 90 days, you can only make so much money. So that kind of gives you the parameter of our company. But I was really thinking about the marketing. And I'm a fanatic about marketing. And I want you to follow this with me because I'm kind of breathing this podcast out because it'll be a chapter in a book, or it'll be a book. It'll be something at a later date. So our tagline is the leader in home repairs and projects. It sounds great, doesn't it? The leader in home repairs and projects. It kind of tells you what we do. Well, our name kind of tells you what we do as well. But I have been so proud of that tagline for 21 years, the leader in home repairs and projects. But the more I thought about that is, if my employees were asked, what do we do? We would probably get 20 different answers, 30 different answers. Well, we do home remodeling, we do home improvements, we do this, we do that. And that's okay. But the problem is, I probably have 100 competitors that say the same thing. And we just may all word it different. So then the phrase, the leader in home repairs and projects, even though it's a great tagline, it just says we're better than everybody else. Okay, that's open to interpretation. I'd say we are statistically, based on size, revenue, Better Business Bureau A+ rating, and we've won every award. But not every customer knows that. Well, when they get correspondence from us, they'll see it in the signature page. But again, that promotes us. That makes us look good. And that's important in buying. But I was thinking about it the other day. And I said, what do we really do for our clients that nobody else does? And why is it that customers 20 years later spend the crazy amount of money they're willing to spend with us? Because per person, nobody's making more money in Virginia on a home contractor than my company. Somebody, please email me, text me if you think you're making more per day than we are, because I don't think you are. And I thought about it, what we do and what I'm now putting in every proposal we do, and it's going to become more in line with our sales jargon. I don't like that word jargon, but it's really what we do. You know what we actually do? Listen to this. We actually provide a stress-free home improvement experience. That isn't sexy, but I tell you what, it says a whole heck of a lot more than the leader in home repairs and projects. The leader in home repairs and projects makes us look good. Okay? It's bold. It's a good tagline. I got it. But that in a proposal is not going to make anybody buy. Okay, it maybe looks good on a website under our logo. But I was thinking about it. Why us? Why do you want to hire us? Is it because we're the leader in home repairs and projects? Or is it because we can provide a stress-free home improvement experience that most people have never experienced and they've only heard nightmares about? I have defaulted to the experience. I believe it's the stress-free home improvement experience. I believe that's why people hire us. I believe they know we're talented, but they probably have had a lot of people tell them that they're talented. I believe they hire our company because we provide a stress-free home improvement experience. Now listen, to do that, we have to do a lot of things really good. And we'll build this into the layering of our marketing. This will be built into, you know, testimonials and TV commercials and all the things we do. But we've got to kind of touch about 8 different touch points. Okay, they want a stress-free home improvement experience because this is what they've heard over the years. The project never ended. Oh, they were here forever. They said it would take this long. It took this long. The people that were in my house were slobs. They made me nervous. Okay, we've all heard that. I've experienced these type of things. The price was not what they quoted. Okay? They kept finding other things that they never told me about. Right? Is this not our nightmare? So I started going through what our company has done exceptionally well and why we can make this audacious statement and why it's going to be our new sales line. And it's going to be the one-liner that I'm going to meet with my entire staff, all my people that work for me. When people say what we do, this is what we do. We strive to provide a stress-free home improvement experience. But in short, we provide a stress-free home improvement experience. Well, how do we do that? What's the execution on that? Well, the execution is at length, and it really makes us have to do a lot of great things. Well, through our marketing, we'll have different, you know, clients shared a variety of these things because you can't hit them all, but pricing cannot go up. So we'll do a TV commercial where customers will say, you know, they quoted me this price and it stayed the same. So pricing stays with what was in the contract. Number 2, scheduling. We tell you this is when we're starting. We do the best we can to communicate with you. In construction, you got weather and things like that that can move it. But we do everything we can to guard the schedule. So we don't tell you September and come back in, you know, January. Okay, that's important to people. Hey, listen, I'm just sharing with you one of my companies. I'm trying to light a fire under you to start looking at your company. Number 3 is that I'm looking at, you know, that we put everything in contract, you know, we put our pricing in our contract. Okay, the people that you contact at our office, they're knowledgeable. Okay, it's not like you speak with an automated system or somebody return, you know, you hire one of them virtual people to return calls and all that, but they have no idea what your company actually does. They can't answer a question. Well, that doesn't give people peace of mind. Our staff are very knowledgeable. The talent we hire is exceptional. We only hire people with 10 years experience and we've had them. Okay, we provide a great warranty. We have a great reputation. We carry the highest licensing that you can possibly have in our profession. We have a massive portfolio on our site of all the work we've done. I'm just going through it. Now, listen, you got to put your thinking cap on. I don't know what will work for your company. But I just have been thinking about how many sales you may be losing. And I'm thinking about sales that we have lost because we bragged about us. And what we should have done is found the pain point of our customers. And I've been saying this, how many times have you heard me say this? Find the one promise that if you could make and deliver on, your target customer would chase you down for your business. Well, I don't think our customers will chase us down for our business because we're the leader in home repairs and projects. But I do think customers would chase us down for our business if we could provide a stress-free home improvement experience defined by pricing stays good, you know, stays consistent with what we quoted. Scheduling is in line with when we said it would. You speak with knowledgeable people. Your on-site supervisor coordinates the whole job so you don't have to get involved. The talented people we hire do exceptionally good work. We have a clear warranty that we honor. We have a reputation that you can trust. We have the highest level of licensing, and we have a portfolio that's second to none that can show you all the work we've done. So I believe those 8 things allow us to say we can provide a stress-free home improvement experience justifying the millions of dollars that we receive. This is an epiphany I've had over the last 48 hours. And this is why I've said to you, if I did not own a company, was not an active business owner, I would not do the podcast, nor would I write books, because I believe I'm no longer qualified. I will be hanging on to a book idea that is 5 or 10 years old, and I'll be holding on to it for dear life, though things have changed. Things change. And by being an active business owner in companies, I get to experience this. So, you know, the other day it just hit me. I'm like, no, we got to change this. And so in all our verbiage, and I'm going to talk to all my partners, look the customer in the face and say, listen, our goal, we want to provide a stress-free home improvement experience for you. That's it. Look them in the face. In your email, at the end, we strive to provide a stress-free home improvement experience. That's it. Because that's what customers want. Our target customers. Hey, listen, the low-end people could care less about that because they already know they're paying a guy, Billy Bob, out of the woods, and they know there's stress coming with that. And they've already equated it with the money. Well, we're going to save money, you know, but it'll be okay. Our clients are not thinking about the money end of it. See, remember I said it's got to be your customer. I know our target customer. It's the next tier up and the upper tier there. And they want turnkey, stress-free. Get the permit for me. Tell me when you're starting. Who's coordinating everything? That's what our customers want. Find out what your customers want. Listen, you need to find a one-liner that resonates with your customer, not with what makes you look good. Rethink your marketing. That's the podcast today. Rethink it. Create a one-liner that resonates with your customer. Okay, that's it. Rethink your marketing. Rethink your position with your customers. If you're pushing yourself, just step back. Step back and create a marketing one-liner that resonates with your target customer. All right, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast brought to you by Get Started Marketing. They're incredible. If you need more leads, they work with my company and they do unbelievable. And yes, I do happen to be an owner. GetStartedMarketing.com. They're fantastic. Thank you so much for reaching out and listening to the podcast and reaching out to me, sending me DMs or, you know, reaching out via email, sending me questions at AskSean at SeanCastorina.com. I appreciate that. So we will talk again soon.